the people that were trying to take this land was very fierce, but the only person killed was this baby called Elminda. The shantytown was named after her. The shantytown was called Elminda de la Victoria. It's a song sung in the style that Victor's mother must have sang at children's funerals. In Chilean folklore it's called Canto a lo Divino. It's a very, very particular way of singing. It could be called Canto a lo Angelito, because the children who die are called little angels. This song is very specially dedicated to children who die very small. Mm-hmm. Angelito means little angels. Erminda la Victoria died without having fought. Straight to heaven she went with her chest pierced. The bullets of the police killed the innocent child. Mothers and brothers wept among the crowd of people. All became brothers, brothers of misfortune, fighting against the wolves, fighting for a home. Erminda la Victoria was born in the mud, grew like a butterfly on a piece of waste land won over. We built our community, and it has rained 3 winters. Erminda, in our hearts, we will keep your memory.
Y gracias a nuestro triunfo, que es ahora que estamos viviendo como gente, se dice, tenemos nuestro sitio, nuestra casa, que es la población Erminda de la Victoria.
Han llovido 3 inviernos,
had always said that a man synonymous with an artist, must travel many roads, and he must travel those roads together with the people, with the washerwoman, with the man who makes whips, with the mine, with the peasant. He mustn't pass by in his car looking at them out of the window. Victor really meant it.
How long did he work?
It was a word of many months. I believe I said to you once that Victor always went around with many different songs. But building itself up during many months. And he wrote first one song, then another came out, and then another got stuck. It was like that. And meanwhile, he could write other songs that had nothing to do with this record.
A Man is a Maker, is this one that popped out?
This is one who popped out pretty quickly.
What about the accompaniment?
It's a piece of paper and a comb. Well, this is what people play in the shanty town, because most people don't have guitars, but it's anyway easy for anyone to put a piece of paper over a comb and to play a little tune.
Was this done by a musician or someone in the shanty town?
Probably it was Victor.
Victor, yeah. With a paper and comb?
Oh, yeah. Of course, when Victor sang this song, not for the record, but live and real with people there was always somebody who took a comb out of his pocket and a comb with him. What instrument do I need for this song that's sort of popular song and it comes out of the earth of the shanty town? What would I use? Well, it seemed very natural to take a comb and a piece of paper, and I remember him practicing at home, you know, to make the right sounds, and then that suddenly popped out, an idea. Like lots of other children, I was taught to sweat. I didn't know what school was. I didn't know how to play. They dragged me out of bed early every morning, and alongside my dad, I grew up as a worker. Because I was pretty handy, I got by as a carpenter, a plasterer, a bricklayer, a plumber, and a mechanic. Hey, it would have been useful to have had some sort of schooling. That would have been one more thing to use. Man is a maker. I can build you a house. I can lay down a road, make wine that tastes good, and keep a factory smoking. I go down to the depths of the earth. I conquer all the peaks. I walk among the stars and carve furrows all over the earth. I learnt the language of my masters and bosses. They killed me over and over for daring to raise my voice. But I get up off the ground again, helped by the hands of others. For now, I am not alone. Now there are so many of us.
Thank you.
is the only Chilean artist during those months. I think that all the efforts to express their desire for peace, to express their desire to go on working, to express their desire that there should not be violence and civil war in Chile. They were answering Pablo Neruda, who at the beginning of that year sent out an appeal to all the artists of the world to help the Chilean people with their poems, with their songs, so that they should be allowed to go on to decide their own destiny. In this process, Victor was very much engaged. He produced programs on the television where many artists came together, and some recited poems, made music, or danced for peace against fascism. Victor, as the theme of this program, put music to one of Pablo Neruda's last poems. He says that I am staying here to sing in this new history and geography. I don't want my land divided, or seven knives to leave it bloodied. I want the light of Chile hoisted above the house we've just constructed. I don't want my land divided, or seven knives to leave it bloodied. I don't want my land divided. There's room for us all here in my country. And those who feel that they're in prison should go a long way off to play their tune. The rich have always been foreigners. They should go to Miami to join their aunties. I don't want my land divided. Let them go somewhere else to play their tune. I don't want my land divided. There's room for all of us here in my country. I'm going to stay here to sing with the workers of this new history and new geography. I'm going to stay here to sing with the workers of this new history and new geography.
Yeah.
itself. I'd like to say something of how it was composed, because a joint effort with Victor's great friend, the Inti-Illimani folklore group. Victor had this song inside him, and I remember Inti-Illimani came home and they were working for hours together to make their sense of the music of the song. Many songs were composed in this way, with a group of people who were all alive and suggesting things. In this case, it was composed very quickly, I think, during one whole day working together, and the house was a mass of sound of people making noises with different instruments in different corners.
Words were they, Victor?
Words of Victor's, and the music is a joint effort with Inti-Illimani. They did it because I think they had all enormous urgency to communicate a song like this.
When was it composed?
Also in July 1973. And Vientos del Pueblo, Winds of the People, was another of these songs that was just born with enormous urgency during these months.
Once more they want to stain my country with workers' blood, those who talk of liberty and whose hands are blackened, those who wish to separate the mother from her sons and want to reconstruct the cross which Christ carried. They want to hide the infamy, their legacy from the centuries, but the colour of murderers cannot be wiped from their faces. Already thousands and thousands have sacrificed their blood, and its generous streams have multiplied the loaves. Now I want to live beside my son and brother, going to construct the springtime on which we all work every day. You can't scare me with your threats, you masters of misery. The star of hope continues to be ours. Winds of the people speak to me. Winds of the people carry me. They scatter my heart and blow through my throat. So the poet will go on singing as long as my spirit breathes down the roads of the people, both now and forever.
De nuevo quiero mantener mi tierra con sangre obrera, los que hablan de libertad y tienen las manos negras, los que quieren vivir a la madre de sus hijos y quieren reconstruir la cruz que arrastrará Cristo. Quieren ocultar la infamia que legaron desde siglos, pero el color de asesinos no borrarán de su cara. Ya fueron miles y miles los que entregaron su sangre, y en caudales generosos multiplicaron los panes. Primavera que todos vamos construyendo a diario. No me asusta la amenaza, patrones de la miseria. La estrella de la esperanza continuará siendo nuestra. Thank you.
political manifiesto is a reaffirmation of the purpose of Victor's life and singing. Why did he write it at this moment? Here you must realize the state of tension that we were all living in, the sense of not knowing the future, of preparing oneself for it. And I think in this song, Victor left his testament. He says, "I don't sing for love of singing or to show off my voice, but for the statements made by my honest guitar. For its heart is of earth, and like the dove it goes flying, tenderly as holy water, blessing the brave and the dying. So my song has found a purpose, as Violeta Parra would say. Yes, my guitar is a worker, shining and smelling of spring. My guitar is not for killers, greedy for money and power, but for the people who labor so that the future may flower. For a song takes on a meaning when its own heartbeat is strong, sung by a man who will die singing, truthfully singing his song. I don't sing for adulation or so that strangers may weep. I sing for a far strip of country, narrow but endlessly deep. In the earth in which we begin, in the earth in which we end, brave songs will give birth to a song which will always be new."
Las estrellas.